on 92.9 The Mountain. The Dave Matthews Band before that with Where Are You Going? It is Friday morning, May 4th, and you are with Jenny and Blake.
Beautiful Friday. It's 7:43, 64 degrees right now, warming up to about 86 today, and then about in this lows or high 70s tomorrow, so really nice weekend ahead.
Gorgeous weekend. Mm-hmm. We are joined in the studio by Don and John with our movie night traffic light. How are you guys?
Wonderful. How are you guys?
Doing really good.
Talking about brand new movies in theaters this weekend. And of course, the big one, the big blockbuster that is opening this weekend is Spider-Man 3, right?
That's right.
I hadn't heard of that.
What's,
But first, we're going to start with another one called Lucky You, which was actually filmed on location in Las Vegas. And you know, it's just too bad what happens in Vegas doesn't really stay in Vegas.
That's right. Made it to the big screen.
Well, Lucky You stars Eric Bana, Robert Duvall, and Drew Barrymore. And Eric and Robert, they're actually professional poker players in Vegas, of course. And they are also father and son, and they don't get along at all. Well, Drew Barrymore, she's just moved to Vegas. And here's a clip of Eric teaching her how to play poker.
Okay, Texas Hold'em. Each player gets two cards that no one else sees.
One more heart and you've got a flush.
I'm out.
I fold.
The trick is to not let the other players know when you've got something good. Hence the expression, poker face.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know if I like, that was nice, Jenny. You should,
you should do some
movie sound effects.
I would be happy
score
to.
Score provided by Jenny.
I don't know if I like Drew Barrymore with the dark hair. That doesn't look
It doesn't look right. And you know this movie, that clip about the poker, that's pretty much the whole movie. And with Drew Barrymore, you kind of expect that romance or something going on. Uh-huh. No, it's pretty much just playing poker.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I think if you took a whole Vegas weekend and like sucked out all the fun, you're left with like 2 hours. And I'm pretty sure this is that 2 hours. I mean,
really?
There's a tiny bit of story and a tiny, tiny bit of acting, but it's mostly just monotonous card dealing and chip counting. I mean, it's there were a few people in the audience that were like, woo, two of a kind, you know, and stuff like that. But for the most part, you could see all that coming if, you know, you were still awake.
Don't be bitter, John. Be better.
I give you the scoop, the real story.
Well, from what I've seen of the movie as well, Drew Barrymore's character seems to be just not dynamic. She always has an element of being dynamic and really sweet and cute in her films.
And they honestly don't give her much of a part in this movie at all. It's really just about poker playing. You know, the World Series of Poker Tournament, there's guys from that appear in this, and it's really all about them. That's really all it is. In fact, watch that instead of this movie, because it's a lot more interesting.
It's just playing poker is all it is.
I like Drew Barrymore, though. I could have seen her last weekend at Coachella, but I stayed for my buddy's birthday.
We're going back there. This is kind of a sad story.
Be better, not bitter,
it's okay. I understand if I had the opportunity to meet, you know, someone, and I stayed in town for one of my buddy's birthdays, and then they flaked out on me, I would be a little bit upset.
So in our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Lucky You a red.
Oh, yeah. Don't see it.
Yeah, don't see that
harsh.
One.
All right.
And then, of course, the next one is Spider-Man. You know, in the first two Spider-Man movies, we had Green Goblin and we had Dr. Octavius. So who should he take on in the third Spider-Man? Wacky sitcom stars, right?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Well, he's got Topher Grace from that 70s show, and he's got Thomas Hayden Church, who, of course, was the wacky mechanic on Wings.
That guy is jacked.
Yeah,
isn't
Blake was like,
he trained for 16 months for that part.
He is jacked.
He's never going to look like that again. It's amazing how
he doesn't even look right. He's
Blake said it looks weird.
It does. It looks weird. Well, they kind of had to do that for the character. But Tobey Maguire is, of course, back as Peter Parker, and Kristen Dunst is back as Mary Jane, and they are finally together, at least for a while, because, you know, Peter's ego gets in the way and drives Mary Jane away. When there are lots of bad guys in this one, and of course, the one we were just talking about is Sandman.
Yeah.
And Peter is all obsessed with getting Sandman because it's actually Sandman, or before he became Sandman, is the guy that killed Peter's uncle.
Oh.
Well, here's a clip of when Spider-Man confronts Sandman for the first time.
Flint Marko.
What do you want from me?
Remember Ben Parker? The old man you shot down in cold blood?
Get him, Spidey.
What does it matter to you anyway?
Everything!
Hi. high Spidey drama, huh?
Yeah, there's lots of action in this one. And Sandman is just one of the bad guys. One of the worst ones, though, is Peter Parker himself. Because with his obsession with vengeance, it turns him, and not in a good way, changes the guy a lot. And Mary Jane or anyone else really can't help him get back to his normal self. He has to find a way to help himself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think this actually had everything that you would expect from the most expensive movie ever.
Really?
It had great action, super cool villains, some amazing special effects, and more. I thought the story was pretty decent in it. There's a few clever scenes and even like a surprising kind of entertaining twist to it, I thought.
I thought there were too many villains is what I thought.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, it gets a little convoluted with
it
all
does.
That's going on.
Too many layers. And
there's a lot of story in this
dude,
one.
You got $250 million to spend. You got to get some villains in there. What are you going to do? That's why it's 2 hours and 20 minutes.
And then they put in this message, very good moral message. Who needs that?
Yeah, I must have missed that.
Oh, every superhero movie has a moral message in it. Yeah, absolutely.
We are talking about comic book characters here.
Yeah.
So, you got to remember you're in the comic book world.
Right.
So you got to set your expectations at that. But
and
for comic book characters,
message.
I thought it's great. So.
Yeah. So on our movie night traffic light, this movie is going to be huge. We're going to rate Spider-Man 3 a green. And in fact, if you haven't seen it, and you might have, a lot of people have already seen it. So we're standing in line at midnight last night. But if you haven't seen it yet, go see the 6:50 showing tonight at Elcon, and we'll put you on TV and tell us what you think of it afterwards.
That's right. The movie night traffic light TV show you guys have on Tucson's
CW.
Saturdays at 12:30 on Channel 8 or 58 by Marshall's Jewelers.
Oh, very, very fun. Well, cool, guys.
I don't know. It was just without giving away the movie. I sort of was over it when Peter Parker and the Sandman's character are crying, have a scene together where they cry. Yeah.
There's a lot of crying.
I love
there's
that.
A lot of crying.
The guys don't like that.
It's no Blades of Glory, is it, Blake? I give you that.
They're crying together.
I know. It's way too sensitive for the guys. The girls really like that part, though.
Exactly.
That's funny.
What the hell is that?
But there's some cool fighting. You just got to look past that.
Yeah, there's lots of that in there for you.
I just got done trying to kill. We just got done trying to kill each other. Now we're just having a moment.
That's the thing about Spider-Man.
We're holding and crying.
That's life.
There's no actual bad guys. Everybody's overcome by some other evil, and they're really good people underneath, and that's been every Spider-Man
come here,
so far.
You two, of all of the superheroes that entered the studio, John and Blake, a hug and a little cry might really help you guys out.
Yeah. I really didn't mean to kill you. Come here. Let me give you a hug.
But doesn't he get back at Mary Jane really well in this when they're
yes,
fighting?
He does.
That's the Spider-Man I like.
Okay, don't give any more away. And check out Spider-Man 3, of course, in theaters. It is there now. We appreciate you guys being here with us. Don and John, movienighttrafficlight.com. All their info on our website as well, 929themountain.com. You guys have a great week. We'll have you back on Friday.
You too.
Can't wait, you guys.
All right, coming up, we have our Studio C playback with Andrew Bird. This is one you don't want to miss. It's amazing. Coming up in just about 20 minutes. Also, music ahead from The Killers. Next on The Mountain.